Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from On the Heights by Christian D. Larson, published in 1908. When we transcend the world of things and begin to live on the borderland of the splendor and immensity of the cosmic world, we discover that the vision of our soul was true. Those lofty realms that we have dreamed of so often and so long are dreams no more. We find those realms to be real. The prophetic visions of our sublime moments are fulfilled, and our joy is great beyond measure. The soul no longer dwells in the limitations of the personal, but is awakened to the glory and magnificence of its own divine existence. The mind is illumined by the light of the great eternal sun, and the body becomes the consecrated temple of the spirit. The ills of life take flight, the imperfect passes away, we find ourselves in a new heaven and a new earth. Beautiful beyond description is the new life we have begun to live. Every moment is an eternity of bliss. And to live, simply to live, that is sufficient. We can ask for nothing more. We have received everything that the heart can wish for. We are in that higher world, where every prayer is answered, where every desire is granted, where every need is abundantly supplied. We are on the heights, where God is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. It is the world beautiful, the sublime world of the life eternal. And when we enter that life, it is then we begin to live. To enter this beautiful world is to find the joy everlasting, the peace that passeth understanding, the harmony that is endless symphonies divine. And as the soul is touched by the symphonies of heaven, we are lifted by the wings of the spirit and soar to glorious heights. The veil of mystery is thus taken away. We meet God face to face, and the great secret is revealed. We are now on the heights, far beyond the life of mere women and men, and we see what eternity has in store. The supreme significance of life is revealed, and our hearts are filled with unbounded thanksgiving. From that point on, we have something to live for, because existence itself has become an endless inspiration. Everything is animated with a great divine purpose. Nothing is in vain. All is beautiful and all is good. We have entered into the realization of the great truth, that God's in His heaven, and all's right with the world. And again, our hearts are filled with unbounded thanksgiving. The world into which we have ascended is God's own world. It is the real world, the true world, the world of the Spirit where all things are created, in the likeness of God. Therefore, in that world, all is right and all is well. It is the world of spiritual existence, where the eye is too pure to see anything but that which is good, where the mind is too luminous to know anything but that which is truth, where the body is too wholesome to feel anything but that which is health and purity. It is the world of complete emancipation, the great inheritance that eternity holds in store for us all. But this inheritance is not simply for the eternities that are to be, it is for all eternities, the eternity that now is, and the eternities that are to be. It is the kingdom of heaven that is now at hand, the kingdom that shall evermore be at hand, and we may enter into its many mansions when we begin to live on the heights.